Hey friends, welcome to Let's Be Clear. I am Clear Cherry Reeves, and this is a podcast where we get clear, pun intended, about how to find a kingdom perspective in all things. No, really, all things. Whether it be about pursuing your dreams, finding hope in hardship, or just talking about Jesus, we will get raw and honest. I believe it will encourage you. Now, let's dig in. Happy Monday, friends. How are y'all? I hope you're having a great day. And look, it may not be Monday when you're listening to this. And in that case, I hope you're having a great week. Y'all, I'm so excited. I know I say that every week, but it's been a minute. My bad on thinking I was going to be able to do a podcast a little bit more frequently. But we're going to get back into the groove. And I appreciate y'all's grace, you know, just that they come out as they can. Hoping to get back more in a rhythm because I so enjoy this platform. I mean, I just think I personally listen to podcasts all the time. I think they're really convenient. And so anyway, I'm excited. Also, why I'm so excited is because we are throwing it back, y'all. So obviously the last one we did, When Our Normal Gets Hijacked, because I felt like I needed to just kind of catch you guys up on why in the world I just kind of dropped off the face of the earth. But before, Let's Be Clear podcast was all about walking through the focus devotional. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, I wrote a devotional called Focus, and it goes through a different word every week. And so the purpose is we're all so oversaturated and stimulated with all kinds of information, right? But if we can take one word and we can really dig in deep and really let God show us what he says about that word, it really can transform our lives. And so a lot of you guys wrote in when I asked on Instagram, you know, hey, what should we talk about? What are some Instagram topics? I mean, some podcast topics. You guys were like, whoa, Clear, you can't leave us hanging and not finish the words from Focus. So that's what we're doing. We are starting back. I wasn't sure how you guys felt about that, but I feel like we've walked through all the other ones and they just give such good direction. Like, I mean, you really can, like this week's is about trust, right? And how ironic, y'all, like how ironic that, the first word that we're starting back on is the word trust, because man, if that's not the point of our lives, but especially our journey in the NICU and everything with Sledge, I mean, that is the word that the Lord just kept bringing me back to, you know, like, Clear, do you really trust me? Do you trust me with the thing that is now most valuable to you? So before that, if you go back deep in the archives, on Spotify or Apple Podcast or whatever, the last word that we touched on was renew. So this week we are going to talk all about trust. And I think it's really easy to talk about trust when it's little things, right? Or things that we like kind of care about, but you know, like not life or death. But when it is literally life or death, or when things are really close to our hearts, or there is something really valuable on the line, we get to answer the question, do we really trust Jesus? Like, how do we really feel about that question? And our actions really answer it for us. So I wanted to go through, and we're doing an acronym because, duh, but I really think it's going to help us remember this. And my point of this podcast, yes, I hope it's entertaining. I hope that if you're walking when you listen to this, you're not like, oh my gosh, Clear, thanks for the snooze fest. But what I really hope it does for y'all and for me, I challenge my own heart and mind and soul, is to implement this. Because, like, what is the point, right? We have so much coming at us. I don't just want to be another voice. I really want this podcast to turn y'all to the voice that actually lasts, right? The voice of God, and really help provide some clear direction. So let's get started. Let's dig in. Okay, so T, we're going to start with T. Turn off the noise. Y'all, I feel like for me, at least personally, I tend to struggle with trusting God when I have so many voices going on in my head. And I feel like the enemy is really good at snowballs. right? Or like, have y'all seen those rubber band balls? They're literally created by taking a tennis ball or some kind of ball, and you just add to it one rubber band at a time. And I feel like this is exactly what Satan does. Like, he takes a stronghold, or he takes an issue or a worry, and he just adds little lie after little lie after little lie. And rubber band after rubber band after rubber band. And soon enough, we feel like we have this huge ball we have to carry around and no idea how to untangle it. But here's the thing, is that if we want to have a trusting heart, we must first have listening ears and an available mind. That is crucial, y'all, an available mind. A crowded mind leaves little room for a trusting heart. We got to turn off the noise. Maybe we get off Instagram for a little bit. And look, y'all, clearly stated, I have to do a lot of stuff with Instagram. But I try and get on and roll off a lot of times because there's so much going on, right? Everywhere we turn, we feel like someone's telling us what to do or what we don't have, or we should be doing this, or there's just so much. It's like silence makes us uncomfortable. And we talked about that, right? I did a whole podcast on silence because our generation, silence is uncomfortable, but yet we crave it. We crave it. Isaiah 26:3, I love this scripture. It says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." I love this scripture because I think it speaks so strongly to the discipline needed in order to experience peace, right? Being steadfast requires a constant recalibration with the Holy Spirit, turning off the noise from the outside and turning up the noise on the inside. And that does not happen automatically. Y'all, that requires discipline, that requires intentionality, that requires awareness. So if we really want to see that change, we have to be intentional about it. It requires discipline. So turn off the noise. R is reflect on his faithfulness. Here's the thing. When we remove a lot of the background noise that was stealing our peace before and making our trust difficult, we find that we actually have the space now. Isn't that funny how that happens? Like, we remove stuff, we're like, oh, there it is. I do have that margin, right? And with this space, we get to reflect on his faithfulness. When working to build our trust in the present, there is nothing more helpful than remembering the unwavering faithfulness in the past. Y'all, I think about, like, we have the Word of God, which has story after story after story. And I know I've talked about this, but man, apparently we are stubborn people who need broken records to repeat over and over again, right? Where God's like, hey, I've given you an entire book that reminds you that I've always been faithful. Always. I never depart from who I am. I always show up for my people, even when they don't deserve it, especially when they don't deserve it, because I want them to know that it is only through me and by me and for me that you find life, right? And, you know, here's the thing, and this is going to sound so elementary, but, and let me see if I can kind of explain this. Like, Satan, he can't change the character of God. Okay, like I was saying, he is constant, and we know this. God will always be faithful because that's who he is. However, what Satan can do is get us so consumed with how worried or concerned we are about the future that he robs us of our trust in the present. That's why actually taking the time to reflect is so, so crucial. Because when we do, we're like, oh my gosh, how could I not trust God? He's always been there for me. He's always led me in the way of what is true and honorable and righteous and what I actually want, right? Not what I think I want, what I actually want. The scripture, Proverbs 35 says, every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. I love that scripture. How strong is that? Every word of God proves true. Every single one. No exceptions. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. First off, before I, let's dig into that. He is a shield to those who take refuge. Take refuge means there is some action going on, right? Like, we realize, okay, he is who he says he is, but we must, as his people, realize that is true and take use him, like, go up underneath his wings, right? He is our shield, and take refuge in him. We have to know where to go, and then we have to go in that direction, right? We can't just know what to do. We have to actually do it. This scripture, it's our ammo. It's saying, hey, like, for you personally, I don't know what you're walking through. I don't know when it comes to trust. Like, usually when we hear these big words like trust, right, or these more generalized words, we have an immediate specific circumstance that comes to our mind. For me, specifically right now, just being vulnerable, I would probably say it would be trusting that I'm doing the right thing at the right time, trusting God to cover what I can't cover right now, trusting that his grace is sufficient for my weakness, trusting that I am the right mom for the job, I'm the right wife for the job, I'm the right leader for Clearly Stated, I'm the right voice for this and that, you know, trusting that he will cover what I can't, and trusting that, I don't know, I think trust is, it's so big, but for many, wherever we find ourselves and whatever season we're walking through, like for me, when we were going through the NICU, it was very specific, right? I mean, it was day by day, but it was, oh my gosh, like, do I really trust him with such a life, you know? Do I really trust that I have to be here and I can't be there and he's going to cover what I can't? If you're walking through a divorce or maybe some marriage hurdles or struggles, you know, like, that's a huge area. Maybe it's family, maybe it's relational, maybe it's financial. Maybe COVID just absolutely threw a wrench in every plan that you had, and you feel, keyword feel, like maybe God is not aware of your desires. Like, he is behind. Does he understand the timeline, right? Do we need to make him aware? And that's where this trust comes in. And that's why I love this verse, because I think it's saying, hey, are you struggling to trust God right now? That is okay. Open his word. Now take those words and use them as your shield, as you hide under his wings. Also, on the flip side of this, I need you to understand what it's saying is he is a shield to all those who take refuge. And I know I'm saying this verse over and over again, but there's so much to it. AKA, if he's a shield, the world will try its best to take your trust, and the enemy will absolutely throw his darts. But if you lean into Jesus, you will find protection. Are you leaning into Jesus? I think it's really easy to talk about leaning in. And hear me when I say this. Sometimes we're so good at the language of faith, we're actually not activating it. Like, sometimes we talk so much about praying, but we don't actually pray. Like, where are you struggling to trust God? Are you taking up your shield? So T is turn off the noise. R is reflect on his faithfulness. U is usher in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so I feel like sometimes we hear about the Holy Spirit or we read verses and we just kind of go, yeah, it sounds good. But when it comes down to like the brass tacks and what it means from a practical sense, we don't quite understand, right? And we're scared to ask. Like, we don't want to ask the question that everyone else knows the answer to that we don't. But can I tell you something? If you have that question, I promise you, probably a lot of others do too. And when it comes to trust, the Holy Spirit is our helper in every sense of the word. Like, our trust is solidified by the faith that we are willing to activate. The Holy Spirit is the one who helps guide our feet as we walk forward and really put what we know in our heads to use. Right? So the Holy Spirit is literally our helper in activating our trust. And I want you to think about, I'm trying to think of like an analogy. Okay. So like, think about the relationships in your life for a minute. Okay. And think about like your most intimate relationship. Maybe it's with your husband. Maybe it's with your mom. If you're not married, maybe it's with a trusted mentor. I'm not sure who it's with, but whomever it is, I want you to think about what really makes you trust that person. Like, give it a second. Like, what really makes you trust the the person that you're closest to. And I can speak for myself when I think about my deepest, most intimate relationships in my life. It is that person's love for me that helps me trust them, right? Because if we don't believe that someone really loves us, then we probably will have a hard time trusting anything that they say. But if we believe that no matter what we do, or how we perform, or what we look like, or what kind of mess we throw their way, that their love for us will not change, then we can trust them with our hearts. And therefore, when we trust them with our hearts, we trust them with our thoughts and our time and our resources and our energy, etc. And the reason I mention that analogy in all of this is because the Holy Spirit is a huge way, really the main way, that we see the Father's love for us, right? When he was ascending to heaven, when Jesus was going to be with the Father in heaven, he said, look, okay, I'm sending one better than I am sending you the Holy Spirit. Like, this was his gift to us, right? To say, I cannot stay, but he will be with you. And he will be a constant reminder of my love for you. He loved us so much that he knew we would need help trusting y'all. How comforting is that? Can we get that? Can we hold on to that really quick? Can we digest the fact that we should never be ashamed of our doubt? Because what it does is when we're struggling to trust God, he says, hey, yeah, I knew that would happen. And I knew that would happen, so I gave you the Word of God so that you can go to it whenever you need it. I gave you the Holy Spirit, so all you have to do is say you need his help. All you have to do is talk to him. All you have to do is lean in, right? He would not have given us the Comforter if he didn't know that we would struggle and see the storm and wonder if he's with us. That is so comforting to me because I'm like, okay, so he knew I would have problems, right? He knew that we would struggle. The Holy Spirit is the Father's way of whispering to us every day. When you struggle to trust me, talk to him. Psalm 143:10 says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. I love that. Lead me on level ground. Isn't that what we want? Just steadiness, right? Like to go in the right direction and to be calm and to have peace and know that tomorrow is promised, because as far as Jesus is concerned, he has us in the palm of his hands wherever we spend tomorrow. Trust has far less to do with our feelings about the ways of his hands, right? And trust has far more to do with our beliefs about the ways of his heart. I'm going to say that again because I need you to get that. Because I think that sometimes we get so caught up on, kind of like how when we talk about change, we get really caught up on like behavior modification instead of the motive of the heart, right? But trust is all about, okay, what do I believe about the heart of God? Not, okay, what is he doing? What is he doing is the topical version of understanding his motives. But when we trust his motives and we trust his character, then whatever he is doing becomes second, right? Because we know his motive. We know it's pure. We know we can trust him. So we may not understand. In fact, we probably won't, because he's God and we aren't. And that becomes a lot easier to accept when we get to know his heart and know he is trustworthy. So I'm going to review because, you know, we all have the attention span of a squirrel. So I just need to remind you. Okay, turn off the noise, reflect on his faithfulness, usher in the presence of the Holy Spirit. We talked about what that means. S is stand firm on his promises. Y'all, especially when it's hard, and really, like, it is easy to trust God when we are getting what we want, right? But what about when we're not? What about when we feel like God is completely apathetic to our timeline? What about when everyone around us is getting the harvest we have prayed for, we have worked hard for? What about then? And so when these times hit, we have got to stand firm on his promises. We have to remind our emotions and our flesh and say, this is what is true. Because the funny thing is, we often paint his promises differently than they actually read. And what I mean by that is we add to them, right? Or we kind of slightly alter them to kind of go with what we would like to happen. But I'm going to read some promises that I just kind of jotted down really quick, that these are what God promises to us. And then when we kind of look at these, we'll go, oh, okay. He promises to hear our prayers and answer our cries. He promises to never leave us. He promises to forgive us and help us forgive others. He promises to strengthen and encourage us. He promises to sanctify us and make us righteous. He promises to love us unconditionally. He promises to return for us. Yo, our feelings, did you hear in those, is that the promises are never linked to, like, okay, if this circumstance happens, right? He hears our prayers. Okay, that doesn't mean that he answers them exactly or when we think he should. He promises to never leave us. Does not mean that we don't feel sometimes alone. He promises to forgive us. Doesn't mean that sometimes the enemy likes to cast shame. He promises to strengthen and encourage us. Doesn't mean that sometimes we overcommit or overdo it or work out of our own pride and our own flesh and we're exhausted. He promises to sanctify us and make us righteous. Does not mean that we always obey. He promises to love us unconditionally. Does not mean we always receive that love. He promises to return for us. Does not mean that we live with heaven in mind. See, the thing about his promises is not that they are flaky, but we are, right? Our feelings will try their very best to convince us to listen to them above everything. But the only reliable foundation for any decision ever, ever, and I will go on record for saying this, is the Word of God. We must let the promises of God coach our feelings, rather than let our feelings coach us on the promises of God. That is so crucial. Y'all, we are human, which means that we have a lot of feels about a lot of stuff. And they usually, their feelings aren't bad. It's not that they're bad. They're just not always true. And so we have to do a check, right? We got to run it through a filter and say, does this align with what he says? Proverbs 16:20 says, whoever gives thought to the word will discover good, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. Y'all, I hope y'all are getting these scriptures, because really, like, you can write them down. It does not even mean that you have to feel them. But if you can write them down and remind your own heart, it is so helpful. I was just listening to a podcast the other day, and it was a very successful entrepreneur, like CEO. And she was just talking about her success and her journey. And she said, you know, I think you just have to trust yourself. You have to trust what you see and feel is true. And that's exactly what, that was her quote. And my insides just like screamed a little bit. And I didn't really even know why they were kind of screaming at me. And I'm not saying it's from a judgmental perspective at all, because obviously she's incredibly talented and she could have meant a slew of things. But I think our culture tends to take these statements and run with them, right? And based on the context of kind of what she was saying before and after, I don't really think she meant this, but it becomes very popular. Like I said, we like to slap it on signs and this and that to make it work with what our brains are already thinking, right? Trust yourself, or what's your truth, or believe your truth. And I don't know about y'all, but gosh knows, like, I don't want to learn to trust myself. I want to learn to trust myself, to trust him. I want to be really good at deferring to the promises of God and letting those be my filter on what I can believe to really come to fruition. The determinant of my success will be how often I surrender to Jesus. I want you to say that over yourself, like, pause this podcast, and I want you to repeat that. And if you can, write it on a sticky note. The determinant of my success will be how often I surrender to Jesus. Y'all, if he promises it, then we can stand on it. We can anchor ourselves in it. We can believe for it. We can plan for it. And we can cling to it. End of story. Okay, so we're going to review. T, turn off the noise. R, reflect on his faithfulness. U, usher in the presence of the Holy Spirit. S, stand firm on his promises. And the last T is transform your perspective and thank him. Y'all, what does this mean? What I really mean by this is, like, choose to see your view from heaven, right? Choose to see from heaven's viewpoint. What does your life, if you, and I've talked about this before, I always kind of do this analogy or visual in my head, is instead of seeing, okay, what does Clear's life look like from right here in the midst of it, and there's so many trees up close, and this going on, a lot of balls in the air, oh gosh, I can't get clarity, right? Walk up the stairs of heaven, literally imagine myself like walking up a flight of stairs and kind of getting a bird's eye view and saying, okay, what's really going on? A lot of times too, we can kind of see it connect the dots, right? We can see how God has worked in our past, and even if right now we don't quite see it, it's really encouraging to look at that. And we can thank God for the work he's doing, that he will do, and that he's already done in our lives. And when it comes to this word trust, and oh my gosh, as I was just praying through this podcast and thinking about it, and I always pray before I record, is the word wait. Oh, I know. I don't even want to say it because that's so real life, right? Like trust is always so often linked to wait. We have an idea in our heads of a specific timeline or a method or a way or a purpose or an expectation. And our Heavenly Father reminds us, hey, wait on me. And I think the time in my life that has transformed my perspective the most in this area, obviously, is our 4 to 5 months where, you know, Sledge was in the hospital, and then the last 5th month he's at home on oxygen in the hospital, and then coming home. I can't tell you how many times I had to surrender my own agenda and my own timeline and my own control plan, and I had to ask God, will you help me see this from heaven's view? Will you please give me perspective, because my view is clouded right now. I'm clouded by what I want. I'm clouded by what I expected this to look like. I'm clouded by what my family says it should look like. I'm clouded by what my friends are asking. I'm clouded by what social media is saying. I'm clouded by the research I've done about this topic. I'm clouded by my desires for my future and for my family's future. I'm clouded by all these things, and I need your clarity. And y'all, looking back, I can see how much in control he was and how little in control I was. And I knew that. I knew it. But still, we try, right? Transformation is the beautifully difficult process of surrendering our own agenda and realizing that his plan was actually our preference the entire time. I love that. Like knowing whatever God does, and my in this life now, is really what I want if I had a perfect heart, right? If I could really see the future, if I could understand the present from how he sees it, if I could see others as he sees them, if I could see heaven's view, that whatever he does for my life is really what I actually would pray for. And the more that we trust God, y'all, the more that we learn we can trust him. The ultimate goal on earth is to be able to enter our situations with the unseen in mind, fully trusting what we do see. In other words, okay, I may not visibly understand what's going on in this situation, but because I trust who's working, whose hands I can't quite physically see, then I can enter this situation with bravery and strength and kindness and awareness and perspective, because I know who's already fought this battle, right? And when we think about the unseen too, gratitude is our immediate response, because as we know, like, our King is absolutely trustworthy in every moment. So we enter situations, even the ones that feel impossible, and we say, he's got this. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know how it's going to necessarily come to fruition. I know that we thought this was going to happen, and this is going to happen, and this person was going to call, this was going to show up, and la, 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 la. But he's God. And he wants the absolute best, and he does not withhold good. Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8 says, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Yo, I don't know about y'all, like I said, about your personal situations, and I don't pretend to, you know, I know it's easy when hearing a podcast like this to say, Clear, you don't know my specifics. And maybe year one or year two, yeah, sure, I could believe his promises. But what now? It's year five. And I get that. And I'm not pretending to understand your specifics. But I do know that it doesn't change the bottom line, which is that your God, the one who made you, the one that has you in the palm of his hands, the one that has your future in mind, the one that has his loving eye and his counsel on you, the one that's provided community to you, the one that never leaves you, the one that's given you the Holy Spirit, the one that has given you every single tool in your tool belt that you need to fight this battle you're fighting. I do know he is for your life. I do know that he is good. And I do know that he wins in the end. So I feel as though I can say these things with full confidence that he has you, whatever that means. I really, really, really want this year, this past year has really just made this, gosh, the ultimate desire of my life is just to be a person who walks in trust. Because gosh, that is such a deep life, right? Like that's a legacy. And it's exhausting to try to control. We've all been there recently, right? But I think what we really want is to be so focused on building his kingdom that we have no time to worry about anything else. And so I'm going to walk out this acronym that I talked about, and I want all of us to, on a day-to-day basis, reminding my own heart, okay, I'm going to turn off the noise that's crowding my mind. I'm going to reflect on God's faithfulness in my life. I'm going to usher in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to stand firm on the promises of the living God and rehearse them over me. And I'm going to let all of this transform my perspective and thank him in advance for who he is and how he's working in my life. Will you join me in walking this out today? Will you join me in being people of trust? I hope so. I did want to mention, just in closing up before I say the Monday prayer, which if you're not familiar with that, it's on the Clearly Stated Instagram. If you're stumbling upon this podcast or someone sent it to you and it's like, hey, are you struggling to trust? Here's some girl. She's talking about it. I do a Monday prayer every week and I really honestly write it to myself. I write it to my own heart. And I just love to read it over you guys and hopefully it encourages you. But I was going to just tell y'all about a Bible study. I'm really hesitant. I don't do ads on the podcast right now or anything like that. And I'm hesitant half the time to mention products, but I don't know why, because I really think they're helpful. I wouldn't write them if I didn't. But the new Bible study came out. It's called Refreshed. And if you're struggling right now to really trust God, I really, really, really heavily suggest that. It's on Amazon. It's not expensive. The scripture is all right there in the workbook itself. And I'm doing it myself right now. And it is really challenging me. And so I would really recommend it to you guys. I will include the link in the show notes if you're interested. But yes, I'm grateful for this time of refreshment with y'all. This is so life-giving for me and really helpful just to remind my own soul of these truths. So if you can, close your eyes. If not, that's okay. But I'm going to close up with our Monday prayer, and I'm just grateful for y'all. I really, really, really hope you feel the presence of Jesus because he is with you. Okay, close your eyes if you can. Hey, Jesus, I thank you for the gift of another Monday. I am surrounded by reminders of your unfailing love. This new week is possible because your mercy is never ending. As I begin my week, will you remind my heart that you are the King of fresh starts, redeeming time and reviving my hope? The truth provides me with passion, strength, and endurance. Show me how to remove any distractions from my path and turn up the volume of the Holy Spirit. I want to be so consumed with leaning in to hear you that nothing else tempts my focus. Whenever I am discouraged this week, I will choose to remember your faithfulness. You have never failed me. You won't stop now. Because the Holy Spirit lives inside of me, I have access to all the self-control, patience, wisdom, and peace I will ever need. And even when I forget he is with me, you gently remind me. As you teach me to do your will, give me the courage to follow wherever you lead. I will never regret going the holy route. Thank you for giving me the abundant life, the free life, Father. My eyes are on you, in the hopeful name of Jesus. Amen. Y'all, I may not even know your name, but I love you. I do, and I hope you know Jesus loves you. I hope you know that you are so important. So important. If you are here, you are breathing, you have a purpose, and God has big plans for your life. I hope you know that. If this podcast did encourage you, would you maybe send it to a friend or maybe share it on your social media channels or write a review? Y'all, reviews are so helpful. Like I said, I don't do ads. I don't make any money from this podcast. It's really just a way to hopefully serve y'all and honestly show up for myself. So I'm really grateful for y'all. I hope you have the best week. I hope you remember that God is trustworthy, whatever season you're in and whatever circumstance this podcast finds you. But I will be praying for you. God knows the specifics, and we all know that he is in control, and we can trust the one who shaped the world. Have a great week. Love you guys.